Good afternoon, good evening. This is Dr. Donna Marie. This is Rise and Repair, Repartee. And of course, we have a wonderful guest today. Today we have with us a mom, a minister, a co-founder of ABBA Love Notes. It's Karen Goff. Karen is with us to just kind of talk with us about encouragement and going through, I would say, some even tough times, but coming out on the other side as even greater an encourager and an inspiration to all of us. So I want to just take a quick minute and say, hey, Karen, hello, good afternoon, good evening. Thank you for being with us. And you can tell us a little bit more about yourself, but please say a word of welcome.
Wow. First of all, thank you. It is so good to be with you. I am so excited for what God is doing for you, Dr. Donna Marie. And I'm glad to be here. So as you said, I'm Karen Goff. I am Brandon's mom, Sean's mom, and Gideon's bonus mother. And I could tell you all about that, those bundles of joy as we go along. But also the co-founder of ABBA's Love Notes is the ministry that the Lord gave me as a result of Brandon's transition when he was 21 years old, or 1 month shy of 21. And so it is a ministry of encouragement and a ministry of love that he has left for me to do until I see him again.
Okay, you said he. Now I go right in, you know that I do. So first, you know this about Rise and Repair. We talk about hope and healing to the nation, and we want to be repairers. We want to folks to rise from their circumstances and be able to move into whatever, you know, life has for them. So it is a podcast or a live cast of encouragement as well. So you being an encourager, I mean, you just fit right in. But I must say, the type of encouragement that comes from you having gone through your child passing, that is a whole different level of love and of, I'll say, a feeling or emotions that a lot of us have not experienced. So I want to ask you, having gone through what you've gone through and encouraging us through pain, I don't know, can you tell us about, first about this, the heart of the matter, is there something you can help us with, I'll say the moms in us who are already in pain just hearing that you've had a loss? So I know we're asking you to bring us comfort, but I am, because that's a hard place to start, but I want to start there. Just talk to us a bit, you know, your heart and your heart for your son and his transition.
Thank you for acknowledging the pain, because it's so important. And one of the things that the Lord taught me through this experience is to be patient with other people's pain. And so I'm always grateful to, you know, pour into somebody's cup a little bit of the blessing that he's given me through that period of, you know, when you go through that, I don't wish it on, you know, my enemy. At the end of the day, though, there's something that you can find in that deepness, that darkness, and you can find that you can hear God clearer. You can find that the things that you thought mattered, God will put them in perspective for you. And I have to say that, you know, everyone has their own cross to bear. I say that whether they, you know, give Jesus the glory or not, our journey requires us all to have one. And having been blessed with the gift of a child who came into this world differently abled, and that was the blessing of Brandon. He already came in fighting his way in. He came in with us knowing that we had to rise to the occasion as his parents, as his village. He came in with all of those things that required and demanded our attention. And during the period of raising him, he taught me and he kept teaching me lessons. I just wasn't keeping my head close enough to the ground to truly hear. And it was as a result of his passing that all of those things that was clouding my hearing, they fell off, because nothing else mattered to me at that time other than this gift was gone. And how was I going to continue? So I had to go to the rock. I had to go to the Lord. And I had to, he was the only way. And as I looked back, I actually saw the treasures and not the disappointment and what the enemy came to the darkness. Through Brandon's transition, the Lord gave me an opportunity to almost get a insight into his passing. I can share that with you if you like, but at the end of the day, you know, my job now is to encourage as many people as I can, because Romans 8:18 says, for this pain and sorrow shall not compare to the glory that we're going to have one day. Amen.
Amen. Okay, so I'm going to be a big girl, because I have another family member. Okay, so there's two things. With Allie's Allies, we talk about families, and we want to help families that are affected by developmental disabilities or disabilities. So that's one piece. And so you've had Brandon, and I want you to tell me what his diagnosis was, if you are able to or feel comfortable to do that. And then the other piece of that is, also, I have family. We all do have someone, and this is a season of great loss. It's just not, you know, and I will say you're 5 years ahead of us, right? You're 5 years ahead in that grieving process. And at the same time, every time we lose someone else, it kind of, you know, goes back and it kind of touches on that pain. So one, the developmental disability or his disability, if you would tell us that. And then you said some nuggets along the way that he gave you. Oh, wow. Okay. Like little things that you said that don't matter anymore. Can you give us a tidbit of what that was like? What do you mean by that? Was he, you feel like once he passed away, that messages kind of rose in your heart, what he was trying to teach you or what God was trying to teach you through him? Is that what you mean? I just want to make sure I'm clear.
Ooh, that's a whole lot. So I'm gonna try and give you as much as I can.
And you know what, Deborah Begay, so she says, don't ask all those questions at once. I said, okay, I'll try my best not to.
Well, just so know for your listeners, I am writing a book, Ava's Boxmaker, because I believe Brandon came and he was purposed to create a box of gifts for all of us. And that's what I'm giving from now through that box of gifts. And so let me just say the good news and the bad news is Brandon did not have a diagnosis until he was 16. And so it was a journey of it was a journey of discovery. It was a journey of denial for me, his mother. It was a journey of dedication. It was all of those together. The journey of discovery was, as I saw things and recognized things, I dealt with those symptoms that I was seeing, but I never had the capacity to put it all together until he was around 16 and some events happened that made me realize this is bigger than these little one-offs. And he had already had we later discovered, because when he was born, he had the cord wrapped around his neck three times, that he had lost oxygen. And I believe that attributed to some things. And so once I discovered that and started getting him medical attention, then other things happened, which caused us to go in and get a diagnosis, which the diagnosis they gave him at 16 was cerebral palsy. Well, that, you know, that kind of covers a whole lot of things, but it started us on a journey at the same time, because he had some physical ailments, which is a severe case of scoliosis, and some real difficulties in terms of processing. So there were lots of labels thrown around. They thought he had that pregenerative disease where you get elderly prematurely. And so we had to have lots of genetics. There's a lot of things going on along the journey until we got that.
Okay, now here's the other part of us as mothers. Okay, and I thank you for being willing to share a part of his journey and a part of his diagnosis, so that we can have a framework to understand. And then the part of you as a mom, and thus all of us as a mom and as a community, what could have been done for you differently as a mom for support? Because you said that I was in denial. And then you said, you know, I was dedicated, but I was in denial. So you were looking at it, because I'm gonna be honest with you, that is the biggest portion, and I'll say in the African-American community, that we don't want to look at what really is before us. It may be showing us, the information may be there, but we're so consumed with, you know, name it and claim it, blab it and grab it, we will not even own the fact that something may be awry. Yeah. So what would you say, if you were to go back to that portion of life, who could have spoken to you? What could they have said differently so we can help someone else right now who's watching or listening or has a family member? They see something, but they don't know how to approach the family member that they're seeing their child with they're seeing in their child.
So I think one of my own issues, and others may have this too, when you start hearing things from different directions, people who are not connected, that is wisdom. And you have to accept it as that and not, you know, over talk it in your head or come up with your own. You know, you've now heard this from different places. They didn't exactly say it the same because they're all trying to figure out a way to tell you something, right? And so that was part of it for me, my denial. But the other part of it truly was when I was going to get these one-offs handled or these symptoms of things handled, had I had a true framework or known, I think I would have pushed for a diagnosis earlier.
Okay.
And some things you just can't do anything about, which is a part of why we forgive ourselves. I mean, this whole thing about, you know, in his story and in my story, and I'm not putting blame on anybody, but I didn't even know about the loss of oxygen until he was like 10 or 11. And then I started down that road. And, you know, of course, you got all these different angles you're taking with seeing doctors for orthopedic surgeons and this and that. So it came about when it was supposed to. But at the same time, all the services that I knew he needed, once I put the big picture together and I demanded and I made sure he got the service he needed, I just wish I had somehow got that 5-10 years earlier. He would have been that much further ahead. Although I can say that in so many ways, because Brandon didn't even realize he had differences for a long time, he had the blessings and had of normalcy. And so, you know, it wasn't until children, you know, as they get older, that's when the differences become more dominant.
Yes, they're more apparent.
There's some things I would have done differently, but I've forgiven myself for those things I didn't do. And those things I can do differently, I try and tell people now and help them so that they can make it better for their own lives with their own children.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's very good. So what I think I heard you say, I just wanted to paraphrase it back, by two or three witnesses, a word is established.
Let every word be established. That's right.
Because, and that would be, maybe that would be some of the coaching that we would give another mother or another person right now. If they're seeing something and they've heard it, take in just a little bit, let it come in just a little, because you will want that time back. And I say the same thing with you, give yourself grace. If you're not there, you're just not there. I had all kinds of, like you said, plans for the future. And sometimes you can't get past the plans so that you can see that, you know, God has another purpose.
That's right. And enjoy the journey. Because you're so focused on the end of it. Enjoy that journey with this gift that you have.
Oh, so for the mom who has already lost their child, and I want to speak to that pain and provide some encouragement. You've already said, I've given myself grace for what I didn't know. I've given myself grace for the fact that what I could have done, could have, would have, should have. You've given yourself grace for that. You've given yourself the opportunity to learn from the situation or learn from it and take the good pieces out and are now blessing others. Would that be kind of the messaging that you would give some moms? Because they are literally in dire pain. When you've just lost, I mean, literally within even in the last year, you've just lost your child, you have lost. or and some of us with this COVID season and everything that's going on, there's been many losses. How would you encourage them if you're a little ways down the road from us? How would you encourage someone?
So two things. One, I would just rephrase the last portion of what you said. It's not just the good things that I take. I want to take those bad things. I want to take those things that were painful for me. And now I want to help walk another mother through that pain. Now it's not enough to say to a mother, you might want to go get this checked because I saw this. For me, it is, this is my reality. When I saw this in my child, I rationalized it this way so that I let that mother see that I'm not just judging you. I'm judging myself, and maybe you can get something out of that. So that's the first part of it. I want to take whatever was bad, whatever was negative, whatever tried to bury me, and now I'm going to plant it in somebody. The other part of that is recognizing your child for whatever period that child was here. I tell people I had 1 month and 3 days shy of 21 years with Brandon. There's some mothers didn't get 21 days, 21 hours. And when I put that in perspective, I'm grateful. And so it takes time to get there, but that's where I've come. The other thing is recognizing, what did your child come here to do? And if you decide you're going to give significance to your child's life, no matter how long it was, you decide what ministry you now are going to push forward in memory of your child. And whatever that was, you decide that you gained from your child, now give it to the world. You plant your child in this world so that the enemy knows you think you did something because now you want to torture me with my child being gone. I'm going to torture you because I'm going to plant these seeds and my child is going to live on in this earth realm and in heaven.
Woo!
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. You know, I love that. I've never heard it spoken that way. He is bread to the earth.
Ooh.
Bread to the earth.
Yes. Yes.
Oh my goodness.
Yes. Well, after I meet Jesus, I'm going to have to tell Brandon what I did while he was gone. And I'm using every day of it because everything the enemy thought he wouldn't let Brandon do, I'm going to plant that into some other child, somebody else. It's going to be done.
Ooh. Yes, 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 yes. Miss Karen.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank
From
you.
That mess is a huge message. And you say, I refuse to have his legacy go for naught.
Right.
No, his life is not in vain and nor is his death. Oh,
Amen.
That blesses
Amen.
My heart.
Amen.
Oh my goodness. So I can take that encouragement to you
yes.
for those that are listening and tell you, there is something that can be gleaned from
yes.
this most painful, painful endurance, painful
yes.
loss.
Yes. Can Karen, I give you an example? Can I give
yes.
you an example?
And you can also, we have about 3 minutes, I think
okay.
4 or 5 minutes. You can give us an example and I'll come back for you to close us out because I want you to get whatever it is, I want the women or the families to have it before you go. Absolutely. Give me an example.
So the Lord gave me the idea of Abba's Love Notes, which is encouragement cards that they're on cards, like a business card, if you can see it, right?
Yes.
And the idea is to, it's a scripture that the Lord has given me a revelation on and I share it. And someone gave me strips of paper with my name on it, which led me to start this ministry as a result of Brandon passing. The Lord has now allowed me to share that throughout the world, and particularly in colleges. And so one of the things that the Lord said to me one day is, these are the colleges. I used to take Brandon to colleges so he could, you know, feel himself being in colleges. And the Lord has said to me, every seed you've planted in these colleges, Brandon has now attended college. He has... You know, it's when you take what the enemy tries to bury you with and you plant it, God still gets the glory, and that's what it's about. So that's how our ministry started. It's now, as you know, a ministry that we do audibly every day. He gave me the, you know, the message of during this coronavirus, I need you to bless my people now and use that audibly. So that's what we started doing. And so that's why my husband and I share that same ministry through an audible message to people every day to uplift and encourage.
Oh my goodness. Okay. I get it every day on my phone, just so you know. And so of course I'm like, okay, but I will tell you this, when I went to your website, avaslovenotes.com, and the first, you know, the first on the anchor page, and you click that and you hear your husband reading and talking and you hear the music. Oh, amen. I was like, okay, I'm trying. Amen. Because I mean, it is so soothing to your heart and to your soul. And it's like, you know, daddy's reading, you know, kind of thing. I was like, oh my goodness. It just touches your heart. It touches your heart. So Karen, I'm so grateful that God is using you in such a mighty way in honor of your blessed son who is in heaven, in honor of him. And truly, his legacy is not to shame. You are doing that which you said, you know, you are doing it. Even going to the colleges that he would have went to. Oh my gosh, that just touches my heart. What the enemy meant for evil, God meant for good. He will use all things for our good. Mm-hmm. Not everything is good. That's what I want to make sure I'm clear.
Yes.
Not good. Yes. But he will use it for his good and for his glory. And I can see that in you. I can see it in you.
Amen. And I, you know, thank you. Thank you for having me. You know, thank you just for seeing the Lord's work in what we do through Abba's Love Notes, Abba's Box Makers, Abba's Audibles. Abba means father. It's that simple. It's nothing hanky panky about it. Abba means father in the Bible. And so it's Father's Love Notes. You know, everything we do is because of him. So thank you for having me.
Oh, and thank you, because that truly is a love note to us today. It truly is. Everything he does. I am so honored to have you today. I'm honored and I'm humbled and grateful and truly just in awe of what God has done through you and continues to do. We want to encourage you. We want to encourage your ministry. So we're going to be sending you a little something for just being on with us so that you can continue to distribute in your dedicated legacy to not only just remember your son, but also to encourage a nation with love from the Father. We appreciate you. We appreciate you. So thank you so much for being here today. And friends, if you are in need of us, or if you are in need of Abba's Love Notes, we will put that information into the comments so that you can get in touch with Karen and her husband, wonderful Will, and receive some of those love notes and some encouragement. Also, and I want you all to keep a lookout for her book, because when it comes out, we will be back. We will be back, because we have to have a little bit more of you, Miss Karen. We have to. So thank you all for joining us today on Rise and Repair Repartee, where we have those heart-centered conversation that infuse healing and hope. Thank you so much for being with us. We're sponsored by Ally's Allies. Please reach out if you have any needs. And thank you again. Thank you, Miss Karen.
Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you.